And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the AMAA, Martial Arts Masters, Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by the American Martial Arts Alliance, dedicated to building the awareness of professionalism in the martial arts through martial arts management and student development.
Well, welcome to the special New Year's Day show with Hachi Jesse Bowen and myself. I'm Professor Gary Lee, and we're going to be here today for just a short time, within 30 minutes or maybe a little bit more, just a little time to tell you about what's coming up for 2017. Hachi Jesse Bowen, are you on the line, sir?
Hey, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Have you had your black-eyed peas and cabbage for the good luck that we're going to have in 2017?
Well, not yet, but I think it's waiting for me downstairs. But I wanted to reach out and say Happy New Year to all of our fans, Facebook fans, everyone that's following our show here for the past month that we have launched and committed the show to making a change. And we want to say Happy New Year to you and thank you and continue to support the show, listening in and letting us know what you want for 2017. But this is going to be a very unique year. And I think the great thing about this year is getting optimistic about all the wonderful and amazing things that's going to happen in our lives, in our profession, for this upcoming year.
Well, before we start talking about some of the little things that's happening, I'd like to do a couple shout-outs. I think it's really important. First of all, happy birthday to Jim Ronan Harrison, the pioneer of blood and guts karate from the 60s. Turned 80 years old a couple days ago, and we send him all our love and respect, and we thank you for the history you gave us and being here to guide us through the Sport Karate Museum archives. Now, this next shout-out is to a personal competitor who's definitely one of the best black belt kata competitors in the world. Last night, he won his fifth world title for the Super Grand Overall Championship. I don't believe nobody's ever going to break that record. His name is Mr. Jeff Doss. And Mr. Doss, we want to say congratulations to an incredible win and to a record that probably nobody will ever come close to. And you guys are incredible. Both Mr. Harrison for that older generation who we honor and Jeff Doss from that new super producer competitor generation that's going on today. Well, Mr. Bowen, I've got a cash to talk about something that's coming up in 2017. We have the 2017 Who's Who book in the martial arts, the third edition releasing in August at the U.S. Capitol Classic, Dennis Brown's tournament in Washington, D.C. And I know that you're also going to be doing the sport tournament along with Euphoria in the games in Charlotte, North Carolina, in April 2017. I tell you what, tell us a little bit about, the new mindfulness course that you're releasing also now with the Zen and Body Mindfulness Training for the Martial Arts. Those are three different subjects that my viewers and the people that listen to the Pioneers and Legends show will like to follow you on what you do on your show. So tell us a little bit about it, and then I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm doing for 2017. Good to go.
Well, I think that this past year was a totally amazing year. We did a lot of trending of new things that were happening, and the book is still having this buzz, and we have that going on. And the growth of that has now moved us away from just trying to put everything in 1 week with the AMAA Nationals. It has actually moved us to a new level that we have now connected and joined the third edition of the Who's Who book and the Legends Awards Banquet with Grandmaster Dennis Brown's tournament in Washington, D.C., which is going to be really phenomenal. And everyone, you can go ahead and start now submitting. We're taking the applications for people for the book, for the Legends Weekend. The new thing that we're actually doing is the mindfulness. You know, we have so much stress that's going on. You know, and our success is not a physical success. The physical success is about the outcome, but it's being mentally motivated. You know, kids with ADHD, so many things going on with technology, with simplicity of technology. We don't use our mind as much, and we stay very busy. So one of the passions that I've been in for the past 40 years is the study of meditation, visualization, mindfulness, and hypnosis. I started back in, you know, about 40 years ago with the Silva method. It used to be called Silva Mind Control. My teacher was a graduate of it. I went through the course, and I contribute my success in life to the ability to manage my mind and the visualization. We've taken this into programs into bowling. We have the Zen bowling meditation course. We have a hypnosis course for basketball. So if you go to Amazon, just Google my name, and you know all these different audio programs and books will come up. So it's not something that we're starting now. This is now we want to introduce this to martial arts. And meditation has been a part of the martial arts for centuries. And for many schools that, you know, we're not teaching meditation or we're not teaching how to be able to use it rather than just to calm your mind. So what I've done is taken a program that I developed for Duke University, and now we've gathered that, and I've got it very specifically, a new program just for martial artists. And it's about learning mindfulness and also learning dynamic meditation in how to, you know, improve your performance in sport karate, how to be able to let go. But moms and dads and the whole family can sit down and listen to our audio training program. And what we're looking for is martial arts instructors that believe that the next element of our training is to help people to mentally develop a balance in life, you know, because in changing the world, you're going to have to change the mind. And this upcoming year, it's going to be very important that we keep our minds focused on exactly where we're going and what we're doing, that we don't have the outside distractions. And that's easy to do. Many schools, public schools, are adding mindfulness into their detention. They're seeing a whole decrease in violence and anger. They're seeing an increase of students that are doing meditation and mindfulness training in their grades. So this is the time that as martial arts school owners is the perfect opportunity for us to now to start teaching mindfulness training in our schools. And the website is zenmindbodymindfulnessformartialarts.com. So by going to that website, you can see the product we have up there. We have several products. So, you know, this is not something I've just started in. It's something that I'm just carrying over to the martial arts. So it's going to be really exciting. And if you're interested in your and if you're not a martial arts instructor but you would like to get a copy of the program, you can go ahead and pre-order from our website. If you're a martial artist and you want to know about more about adding, you know, meditation into your program as a program, then give me a call. So that's what we're going to be working on, is doing the certification, you know, for the program. And the last thing is that we've had a great opportunity in the sport world to be able to move the martial arts into martial arts festivals, you know, to support the upcoming Olympic movement that's actually going on now. And we have the opportunity, I've been, you know, blessed with the opportunity to be the tournament director for the Europa Games, which is going to be going on in Charlotte. There's four of the cities that these games will be going on in connection with, you know, Master Bill Viola. And this is going to be a really great opportunity for North Carolina and bringing some positive things back into Charlotte. You know, they're expecting over 100,000 people to come to the festival. And sport karate is going to be one of the featured events there. So myself and I, you know, enlisted the help of Grandmaster James White and his organization to help support that. So we're looking for some really exciting things in sport karate, in North Carolina.
All right, well, listen, just for the record, so I can add it to my resume, who hooked you up with Bill Viola?
Well, of course, I'm just one.
I just want to say that being a middleman in America, putting great people together, you know, I realized that 20 years ago when I created the Sport Karate Museum, this is what I'm destined to do. Now, after 20 years and the History Generals and what we're doing with the radio show and all the incredible people behind me now, I know I'm destined to put people together. Now, Bill Viola, I've known him since he was 9 years old, and he's turned out to be an incredible producer, promoter, master karate instructor, and now he stepped up to a world event, which is what you're talking about, Euphoria. But he needed someone with the expertise of today's knowledge to work business, and I really believe that you're the one to do it, definitely if it's in that area of the country. So all I'm saying is that, and all kidding to the listeners, I love being a middleman. I love working behind the scenes and making things happen for other people, you know, when you're passionate for that. Now, we've talked about those events, and that's incredible. You're doing some things, other things, in coordination with the Sport Karate Museum, and particularly book signings. And one of them is the Bill Wallace Superfoot Tournament that they're doing March 31st, April 1st, in Cleveland, Ohio, with Mr. Don DeVries and Richard McClain. Now, last year they had an incredible event where they, honored Bill Superfoot Wallace and had an actual world championship with his endorsement, which he's never done before. And the book signing, we'll have him there signing the book, along with other people from the area that's in the book, people like Mikey Rowe Moore and the famous woman fighter and other people who are a part of the book. So that's exciting that you're going to be there. But my big show that I'm excited that you're going to be at is the MGM Super Show for the martial arts Super Show they're having in Las Vegas. And that's in July. And
yeah,
we'll have
be
a
great
there with Mr. Buten, the Blood and Guts fighter, and Mr. Jimmy Tabaris, the first world champion from Sport Karate, Illustrated Magazine. And then some other book signings that you're doing around the country that you've done also just to create the idea of the book. Now, if someone wants to get a book right now, they can go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and tell them some other places they can reach that. Of course, Century, of course, Martial Arts, and their catalog. But talk about the book a little bit more on the third edition, the second edition that we're doing now.
Okay, great. Well, you know, the power of this book is really about the people and the why it's continuing to run, because the book is really about the individuals in there. And the book signings are giving that opportunity now for these individuals to, and for people to be excited about knowing who our past martial artists are, who our present martial artists are, and who are our future martial artists, who they're going to actually be. So the book signing, and we've, you know, set up systems to help support individuals, which is, you know, over 150 people in the book, from, you know, Grandmaster Joan Reed to, you know, Stephen Hayes, and that list sort of really goes on. And the third edition, you know, is already, you know, filling up with bios that are people that have great stories. And this is, the book is not about necessarily how many awards you won. It's really about your story. And we know that when you can share a story with someone that can change their life, and this is what we're hoping for even more in the third edition. And in that third edition is, you know, more stories about how martial arts changed their lives, and by changing their lives, how it affected them to become the person that they are today. And we, as we already know, martial arts is a very powerful tool, and it can work amazing things in a person's life with the qualified person to be able to teach that lesson, you know, for children. So it's going to be really, and that's the reason why, you know, connecting with Grandmaster Dennis Brown and the legend of his tournament, really bringing some people to there in D.C. That's going to be, it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. He's excited about it. So the more information is going to be coming on that.
Well, you know, that is exciting to have the momentum from last year to make it bigger and better for this year. You know, one of the exciting things that I enjoy is, and you helped me with this tremendously, is producing the attitude of who we're going to choose to actually be on the radio show and to interview. And that procedure is done really methodically through both of us to handpick individuals who are not icons or movie stars or television personalities, but people, like you said, like the book, they have their story, how they started in the martial arts, how they developed in the martial arts, and how it's developed their lifestyle as they live to now today. We're actually going to be interviewing some incredible people, and not talking about individually ones, but I'll mention their names. We're going to be doing Mr. Phil Torres, Colonel Phil Torres from the Marines, upcoming here pretty soon. Monster Man Everett Eddy from Detroit. Again, Mr. Bill Viola, Bruce Brucci, Mr. Jim Dutton, Judge Roy Kirvin, the great Sam Chapman. We got Mikey Rowe Moore in a month, Bob Liker, Mr. George Minshew, Robert Hartfield, Jerry Trimble Jr., and Harry Mock. I'm excited about doing him, the guy that played in Sylvester Stallone's Rambo movies. But we're upcoming show we have, our next one, January 3rd, is the great Alan Goldberg, Sifu Alan Goldberg. People don't realize this, that his instructor was Jason Lau, the famous Wing Chun instructor, who passed that knowledge on to Sifu Goldberg. But Mr. Goldberg is not only known as a Wing Chun martial artist, but he is the super producer of today, of 2017. He has the largest martial arts event in the world, Action Martial Arts, in conjunction with the Action Martial Arts magazine. Now, I understand you're going to be receiving an award from Mr. Goldberg this year at the event. Tell me a little bit about that, Mr. Bowen.
Well, you know, I said, you know, we are very excited because, you know, I have a great deal of respect, you know, for him, been connected with the magazine and, you know, supporting the magazine for our events and, you know, things like that. And, you know, we're receiving Martial Arts Organization of the Year, you know, for the work that we've done with the Who's Who book and the different things like that. So we're very, you know, excited about it. We're going to have a booth there. Cynthia Rothrock's going to be there, other people in the book. So we're going to be having book signings going on at the event there. But, you know, I'm really excited and very honored to be nominated and to accept the nomination, you know, of that. And this is the thing about the personal growth. And I want to say that, you know, when these things are happening, you and you're nominated by your peers and you have an opportunity to stand on platforms, this is what gives you the confidence to grow. When people shut down these opportunities, they're shutting down their personal growth. They're shutting down their mindset about growth. So, you know, this is an honorable opportunity, you know, for to be there, to be a part of the event, and given the event, you know, my total support and my organization's support, you know, to be a part, because, you know, we really want that success that he's been able to generate, but be able to hosting and drawing and bringing people together to continue that empowerment circle.
Well, this is really special to me. I'll share something with that. I've never made, I guess, publicly, and I'll share with you for the first time. When we did Arnold Schwarzenegger's event back in Ohio years ago, when Liana Parker was still alive, Mr. Parker Sr.'s wife, I wanted to give out the Ed Parker Mahalo Award, very first one, and I asked permission from Liana if I could give it to Alan Goldberg, which we gave it to him at Arnold's event, and Alan Goldberg received the very first Ed Parker Mahalo Award, and that was because what he had done, as you mentioned, put together. Now, that was a long time ago, and look what he's done every year, bigger and better and stronger. And, you know, there's no place in the world that you can pay less than probably, I think, $50 or $60, and you have the access to 50, 60 seminars with some of the greatest martial art masters in the world, you know, from the movie industry to the fight industry to the teaching industry. I mean, and you'll see the show January 3rd, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Texas Time, and 7:30 Pacific Time. Mr. Goldberg will talk about each individual event that he's doing leading up to the awards. It's been called, and through the peers and through the people who write about events, the Academy Awards of Martial Arts, literally. It's that superior event, as you'll see. Now, you mentioned some of the people that will be up there with you. Michael Dietrich, who will be setting up the booth up there with you. You got Monty Romore coming up there also driving in. And all the incredible people like Cynthia Rothrock and all kinds of people who live their lives in martial arts and sport karate, they'll be at that booth and sharing with you. So I hope you have a great time. And I'm looking forward to the interview January 3rd at the Radio Block Show. So, well, I tell you what, Hachibon, I'd like to talk about one more event before we knock it down. I know we're going to keep it short and sweet today, but you and I, and it was I and my partner, Darlene McPherson-Pagels, who basically came up with the idea. Your N was the alliance. Our N was actually making the place to have it, is to have an event called Kata Wars. And this is where we get the alliance of tournaments that are working with your group and some other people who are just getting involved with your group to give us their grand champions of their tournaments this year. And then September the 29th and 30th in Houston, Texas, at the Living Legends Celebrity Roast. And by the way, it's the 25th anniversary. Shihan, Darlene McPherson-Pagels, and myself will be hosting Kata Wars. And we'll take those grand champions, throwing 8 wild cards from the museum, hand-picked, and we'll have a shootout in Texas to establish a national black belt Kata champion. Think about it. Now, because of sanctions and age and different tournament circuits, these competitors, who are the very best at what they do, have never had the opportunity to compete against each other. And this is the opportunity that we're allowing in Houston, September the 29th and 30th. So mark your calendar for that. That's going to be an incredible event. And this is news just in from last night. I'll share it with you. And I don't think this is the first time I've shared it with anyone, is that Friday night we're going to have a Jim Harrison tribute before the roast. And because he had turned 80 years old, his family's coming in, his black belts into Texas, and we're going to pay a small tribute to one of the greatest black belt fighters that ever donned a gi. So we've got a great event September 29th and 30th, Kata Wars, and we're looking forward to meeting new friends and having our old friends come and visit us and see what we do. Thank you for having me this afternoon, Mr. Bowen, and sharing this with you. And I appreciate the time that we always spend together. You're definitely a mentor and someone that I listen to, and I appreciate your knowledge so much. It really means a lot. Thank you. One more thing. If anyone would like to contact the museum, it's www.sportkaratemuseum.org. And the phone number is 713-483-0476. We answer all our emails, and that's ProfessorGaryLee@gmail.com. And we wish everybody a super, super day today. And we appreciate your time spending it with us. Hachi Bowen, anything you'd like to say in the ending?
Yeah, well, I would like to, invite everyone to go check out the new website. Again, this is the pre-launch of the Zen Mind Body Mindful Meditation program, and that is www.zenmindbodymeditationformartialarts.com. Give me some input on it, and again, this is really trying to reach out, and as martial artists, we can help people to continue to make changes, not only in the greatness of their physical performance, but if we can now help them to learn to use that other important part of their body, which is their mind, and how to focus that, you know, that will, that's where we need to be. And I think we have the power because we deal with so many people through the interest of martial arts. This is where we have the power to influence change by being able to now adding, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to our classes of teaching our students about mindfulness, about meditation, you know, look at the results of the grades in their school, and something that families can do together. You know, mom and dad may not want to do the karate, the taekwondo, or whatever that martial arts is, but to have a time that mom, dad, and all the kids can come in, take a class, sit, and now spend that 45 minutes, that 30 minutes of meditation time. And this can be a family activity that mom and dad and the kids, they have, you know, that time at home that they spend with their kids, teaching them about, you know, mindfulness training. And that's what this course is really about, is about really helping them to understand the power of their mind. And this is a critical thing, especially with technology, which is so powerful, that we don't lose that part about how to use our mind. But again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, a happy, healthy, prosperous new year, you know, from the American Martial Arts Alliance, you know, and the Sport Karate Museum. So we love you guys, you know, keep following us, give us information, and let us know how we can be a positive part of your lives.
Well, thank you, and God bless you. And go eat your black-eyed peas and cabbage, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. All right, everyone.
Okay.
Be
we'll
blessed.
See you Tuesday night. Bye-bye. Aloha.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings, much more. GEICO has been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.